Good morning, everyone. Today is Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday in Lent. It's a time for rejoicing, time to have even a little bit of laughter as we are now more than halfway through Lent. We wore rose vestments at Mass this morning, again, a sign of the type of joy we should be experiencing in being converted more deeply to Christ. During Laetare Sunday, we can try to laugh a little bit. This morning, I tried to sing at 6 a.m. without having any coffee, made a few mistakes. You can laugh at yourself. Sometimes we need to experience joy through jokes and humor. I remember my friend Father Kennedy around this time of year, he'd like to go down to Keeneland in Lexington. And so he had some horse racing jokes. And there he told a story once of a mother superior of a convent. She had had a really rough day, and it was about 5 o'clock. And so she looked out her window, and she saw a poor man coming to the door, a beggar. And she prayed, "Oh Lord, today's been such a hard day. Please make him go away. Please make him go away. Please make him go away." But sure enough, the beggar came, and he rang the doorbell. She opened the door and said, "May I help you?" And he just held out his hand. She put $20 in his hand, said, "Godspeed," and closed the door. The next day was even worse. And it was about 5 o'clock again. She looked out her window and the beggar was coming back, and she said, "Oh no, Lord, today is even worse than yesterday." And she prayed, "Please make him go away. Please make him go away. Please make him go away." But sure enough, he came and he rang the doorbell. She opened the door and said, "May I help you?" And he proceeded to give her $400. And she said, "Well, what's this for?" And he said, "Godspeed came in the seventh race at 20-1. We can laugh a little bit and rejoice. Today in our parish, we have great joy because a brother and sister, Finley and Brooks Burkhalter, will be welcomed into the church through the waters of baptism. I'm happy to report that Father Dave is on the mend, so that's also good news. But for the most part, this morning at Mass, it was very sad. It's sad to preach to an empty church, to not hear anyone in the parking lot, to not see PSR kids coming in and out of the school for their catechism classes. It is eerily quiet. Even this whole week, to not have school children running through our halls or to see them out on the playground, it's very quiet. It's heartbreaking in a way to see the faithful desire the Eucharist so much and not have the Mass. And so we think, well, where is the joy? How can we really rejoice in the Lord? We think about the possibilities of the spread of this pandemic. Many people are forced to live in fear and isolation. How many people are worried about the economy? Some have already told me they or their children have lost their jobs. How can we rejoice? It's easy to see the world through the lens only of our problems. But we also could look at the world and indeed all of creation through the light of faith, in light of our faith in Christ himself. Today, in the gospel, we heard about the man born blind. The gospel began, and I won't read it all because it's so long. The gospel began with Jesus' disciples asking whether the man was blind because of his own sin or because of the sins of his parents. And Jesus says, neither. Rather, this was so that the glory of God and the works of God could be revealed. Indeed, Jesus would restore the man's sight. But the work of God really began on the first day of creation, when God said, "Let there be light." And each day of creation, God saw his creation and saw that it was very good. And on the sixth day, he made man in his own image, male and female, he made them. And God saw all that he had made and saw that it was very good. In the second account of creation in the book of Genesis, God fashions Adam from the earth, from the clay, and then he breathes into him the breath of life. In today's gospel, Jesus spits upon the ground, upon the clay, and he makes spittle with it, with the clay, and he anoints the blind man's eyes with it. It's a sign, and then he tells him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. It's a sign of what God does for us through the waters of baptism. We who were blind and dead in our sins are made a new creation through the waters of baptism. We are anointed with the Holy Spirit, whose temple we become. We are made members of the body of Christ and brothers and sisters to Jesus himself. We receive the imprint of the Blessed Trinity upon our souls. And all of this happens in baptism because of God's goodness to us. The man who was born blind also gradually comes to faith in the Gospels. He, at first, identifies Jesus as the man named Jesus. Later on, when he's further interrogated about how his sight was restored, he calls Jesus a prophet. Still further, when he is put out of the temple for his belief in Jesus, Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And he asks, Who is he that I may believe in him?" And Jesus identifies himself, "I am he." And the man falls down and worships him. There's a growth in faith from seeing Jesus as a man to seeing him as a prophet to seeing him as true God and true man and worshiping him. In contrast to the man who was born blind, who was once blind but now he sees, we have the Pharisees. They are unwilling to see the workings of God's grace. They question the man, "Who did this to you?" Then some question, "Was this the man born blind, or was it some other man who just looks like him?" Then they interrogate the parents. Is this your son or not? And the parents, because of fear, say, "He is our son, but ask him, he's of age. We don't know how he can see now, but he can see." Some say, "Well, Jesus could not have done this because he's not a man of God, because he did work on the Sabbath," because they believe that God did nothing on the Sabbath, not even perform miracles. As we move through the gospel, we see that the Pharisees become progressively more blind. It's a sign of irony in St. John's gospel. We too can be very religious people and yet blind to the working of God's grace in our midst. We fail sometimes to come to see Jesus with the eyes of faith. But when Jesus touches our life and removes the blindness of sin from us, we not only see him, but we see the world, all of creation, and our own brothers and sisters in a new light. We can see our problems in a new light and see that in God's hands, everything will be okay. When I was a child, my parents had a small house, and I had four brothers and my parents, and we had three bedrooms. So my two oldest brothers lived on bunk beds closest to the bathroom. My parents were in the middle room, which was the smallest room, which they chose for themselves. And we three youngest boys were at the end of the hall in the largest room. But if we had to go to the bathroom or something in the middle of the night, we had to walk down a long corridor. And my parents sometimes kept the door in between that hallway and our kitchen open at nighttime. And we didn't want to turn on the light in the hallway, so we would try to wander down the corridor. But invariably, it would be so dark, we'd forget about the door, and we'd hit our hands on our head on the door and yell out in the middle of the night, "Ow, ow." We need light in order to see more clearly. Things around us might seem very dark. We don't know when this pandemic is going to end. The economic situation looks bleak. Many people are living in loneliness and isolation. Many people are hungering for the Eucharist. They miss also their friends. Everything seems dark. But St. John's Gospel also begins with the prologue, and it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome the light." My friends, that's the good news. The light shines in the darkness. The light is brighter than the darkness and banishes it. The light of Christ is a light that's stronger than the darkness of sin and death. And this light was given to us in baptism, and we were asked to keep it burning brightly. So my friends, on this Laetare Sunday, I ask that you keep holy the Lord's Day and let your light shine before all, that they may see your good works and give glory to God. God bless you.